Hello, this is Commissioner Boucher from District 4. As always, it's an honor to present this presentation to my constituents in the county at large every fifth week. Since it's October, I want to go over some events that we're having that have fall themes. Since this is Carroll County, we very much love our agriculture and what all is going on with natural resources. I received from Director Daggett's and Park and Rec the following events. Fall wagon rides at Piney Run Park for families. Register as a group. They will last until November 22nd. We also have on the 31st of October, Trunk or Treat, 3 to 6 p.m. at Robert Mouton Center. Approximately 700 families attending. Vendors have donated money, treat for bags to be handed to each car. Halloween themes in parking lot. November 2nd to the 20th, virtual fun run. Staying Alive Turkey Trot. That sounds cute. 5K, 10K, half marathon, or full marathon event. So, as always, we're looking out for the health and well-being of our population as well. Piney Run Big Fish Contest continues through November 30th with a $1,000 prize. Current leader is Travis Hankins. He was last year's winner in the lead with a fish caught opening week. You know, for public disclosure, I'm friends with Mr. Hankins. I'm very proud of him, but I in no way helped him catch those fish. So good luck to everyone out there, and we have a few more weeks left. So get out there and try to knock my buddy Travis off his crown on this one and get a bigger fish than he did. Also, we have on December 20th, the annual Santa Claus calling event from 5 to 8:30 p.m. Limit to 250 children, 99 registered so far. So that's a really good event that some of the commissioners participate in. Particularly Commissioner Weaver does a fine job playing Santa Claus, and he very much enjoys it. It's one of the happy things as a commissioner you can do. And for the fall theme, we have the Carroll County Ag Center Corn Maze. The Corn Maze starts in September and will run every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through November 1st. Volunteer service learning opportunities are available Friday 6 to 10, Saturday 2 to 10, and Sunday 12 to 6 p.m. Cash only. Age 4 and under free, age 5 to 15 is $5, age 16 and over is $10. Groups of 15 or more, ages 5 to 15 is $4, ages 16 and over is $8. Last tickets will be sold an hour before closing. Special hours can be arranged for groups, so please take advantage of that. That's a good time. Enjoy the outdoors with the family. Excuse me. Also, Friday Night Bites. October 16th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Carroll County Farm Museum will have Friday Night Bites. Join the museum with tasty treats and eats from food trucks. Enjoy dine to go or have a socially distant meal on the museum grounds. And the grounds out there are very beautiful. You can sit on a tree or a picnic table, wander around. Admission is free, but remember to bring money for the food trucks. Enjoy our outdoor activities, tours, and playground. Social distancing and masks required for visitors over 2, no large groups. Please, no alcohol or pets. Also have here some activities for the Mount Airy Volunteer Fire Department in my district. You know, as always, these fire departments throughout the county have been challenged with this pandemic, restricting their events and fundraisers, so they've been very creative. And here's a couple things that the Mount Airy Volunteer Fire Department is doing, which I hope you can participate in and show your support. Third Tuesday, Vaselli's Fundraiser, location Twin Arts Shopping Center. Starts Tuesday, October 30th, 10 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Support your local volunteer firefighters and EMS responders by ordering delicious food from Vaselli's for pickup or delivery. They'll be donating a portion of their proceeds every third Tuesday in 2020 to the fire company. So this is a very good event. And once again, it shows a collaboration between our fire departments and private industry out there. And the community is very tight and is showing their love and support to those men and women that risk their lives and provide public safety for us. Also, the Mount Airy Volunteer Fire Company is doing a fire memorabilia and equipment sale. The location is the Mount Airy Volunteer Fire Department Reception Hall and Carnival Grounds. Point of contact is Steve Lichman. Starting date is Sunday, November 1st. Duration time will be 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will involve the sale of fire memorabilia, parts, patches, photos, fire toys, and other fire department-related items. Open to the public, $2 admission. Breakfast and lunch are also available. Vendors are welcome. Please contact Mr. Steve Lichtman at 301-829-0100, extension 361, if you're interested, or you can email him at slichtman@mavfc.org. Once again, it's another very good event to help show your support for the fire department, because they have been financially challenged with everything that's going on recently with the pandemic. I'd like to take an opportunity to welcome on some new employees for the county. We get a list of people just hired on. I'll run down their names and their departments and welcome them aboard as county employees. Dawson Garrett will be in grounds maintenance, facilities. John Bowers Jr. will be Bureau Chief Building Construction in the Department of Public Works. Matthew Papera, I'm sorry if I butchered your name, Apprentice Operator in Utilities. David Nash, Hap Baker Firearms, Rec and Parks. And Guy Gerhart, Circuit Court Bailiff. Welcome aboard as county employees, and we look forward to your experience with us and serving the public. We're also seeing several employees leave, and I'd like to thank them for their time here in service to the county as they move on to either retirements or other occupations. A special thank you goes out to Lynn Downey, Office Associate, Personnel Services, Matthew Forrest, Comprehensive Planning, Benjamin Holbert, Corrections Deputy, Jacob Malik, Roads Maintenance Worker, Taylor Lindenberg, Correctional Deputy, and a special thanks goes out to someone who worked in the Commissioner's Office with me, and that's Ms. Shawn Reese. She was Administrative Coordinator 3 with the County Commissioner's Office. Ms. Reese had served with the county over 30 years. She was always very quiet and conscientious and did her duty quite well, and I wish her the best in her retirement. And thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart and also my colleagues for the service you gave the county all those years. Thoroughly enjoy your retirement. We also have come to the conclusion of our census, and we've received a letter sent out from Roberta Winham, the county administrator, thanking everyone for their census work. And these are Administrator Winham's words I'll read off for you. The 2020 census is over. After many dips and turns, the 2020 census is officially ending. It ended on the 14th of this month. The self-response rate for our county is 81.5%. The corona pandemic created many challenges for our Census Complete County Committee. And she is very proud to report that this percentage keeps Carroll County as the top county in Maryland, as well as the 24th in the United States out of all 3,100 counties. That is very impressive. And I'd like to thank Administrator Winham for giving recognition for all the hard work by our staff and everyone out there across the county helped participate and make this census a success, because it adds to the amount of money we get from the federal government and grants. And it also affects, as I always like to talk about, the redistricting and how we're represented, not only in state government, but in federal government. Also had the honor of doing a tour of the future kayak launch sites with Park and Recs Director Jeff Daggetts. We toured the site, which is going to be set up and developed off Hapes Mill Road in Middlesburg. Lovely area. And that's on Big Pipe Creek. We also toured the launch site proposed in Union Bridge on Little Pipe Creek. And those two launch sites go down and merge together into Double Pipe Creek. And the county is in the process of completing construction of a kayak ramp site there at Double Pipe Creek Park in Detour, where individuals can easily extract their kayaks up a hill. There'll be steps, there'll be a roller, so it'll be very safe. It'll be helpful for all those people such as myself who are now categorized as EPIC senior citizens. And this is a wonderful low-impact recreation sport that people of all ages can engage in. And as Director Daggetts mentioned to me, when he kayaked down Big Pipe Creek, he's seen eagles. I must admit, sometimes it feels like you're on the Discovery Channel. You're in another area, completely different, because you just get lost in the forest riding the trail. And for the county, this is very cost-effective for us, because these are trails that need minimum construction. The put-in point and extraction point are where we need development. The trail is already naturally made. It's the river, as opposed to a hiking trail. We had to actually cut areas out in the woods and lay trail and construct it in bridges. So there's a very cost-effective way to address the needs of our population as it ages for recreation. As always, I tell people to pay attention to the agendas and what's going on. I have a concern about the extension of the state of emergency, and hopefully everyone's safe and we progress through this. And hopefully we'll be out of this sooner rather than later. We have schools opening. I want everyone to be safe and follow the data and the science that's coming out and make decisions that are in the best interest of your family. As always, it is an honor and a privilege to serve your Carroll County Commissioner, and I hope everyone enjoys the forthcoming holiday season. I like to state that Halloween is the kickoff of it, you know, all the festivity of dressing up and candy, and then we start to eat more and put on weight. So it's important we get out there and enjoy our parks and recs and stay active. God bless and have a wonderful day. Thank you.